Hollywood. This is the Inn. Can I help you?
People are flocking in to say their goodbyes on the last day before Mutual Pharmacy and Cafeteria closes its doors for good after 60 years in downtown Big Stone Gap. The CVS drugstore chain bought the business, but not this building, which for now will add to the growing number of vacant shops here.
I'm here to pick up a prescription and to cry a little bit.
Antique medicine jars and odd devices collected over the decades fill a tall glass case at the pharmacy counter. People take photos and examine the soon-to-be-dismantled display.
Come on, group hug.
The last meal has been served in the now quiet cafeteria in back. It had been open on this corner for as long as people can remember, back to when the basement level housed a toy department and the place had a little something for everyone.
I'm here to get a final stash of treats before it closes down.
Ethan Samardyke lives in Big Stone.
It's a tradition every week. My mom and I come here for a coffee and a soda in the back of the restaurant. It's a real bummer as this place is closing.
I hate it. We've lost most of our coal mining jobs around here.
Laura Ruby is with the florist across the street.
Now this, we had a meat market that I think he's finally sold to somebody else, but he was going to close. Just not good.
In my opinion, it's not getting any better. When you have a greater power, such as the entire economy, coming down on a small independent pharmacy or any other store that's independently owned, you can't really fight back. And it's a losing battle.
While he worked here for 4 years, Jack Vaughn studied for his nursing degree. Indeed, most of the employees here have made other plans. Some will go work at the CVS. Sad as they are to say goodbye to the Mutual, people here say it's the town that is losing something vital.
I love these people. Love these people. This is, you know, the backbone. Big Stone Gap, it's right here. If you want to find out the news, this is it. If you don't know what's going on in Big Stone, this is it.
Pam Skeen is a teacher's assistant who grew up in Cracker's Neck, the real-life village where writer Adriana Trigiani set her 2006 novel, Home to Big Stone Gap. In the book, Mutual Drug is part of the fabric that weaves her characters together, its changes reflecting their own.
Over the years, more and more of my working day is spent in the Jeep making deliveries. When I started working in the pharmacy, I had 2 or 3 drop-offs a day. Now that folks are older and less mobile, there are well over 10 deliveries each day. We have to compete with the big chains now, and they have no problem driving pills 40 miles to make a sale. It's not possible for me to drive those distances and still fill prescriptions in the pharmacy, so I limit my deliveries to town and the hollers just above Big Stone Gap. As I drive through Cracker's Neck Holler...
Now, Mutual Pharmacy exists only in people's memories and in Adriana Trigiani's novel.
On a night like this.
Home to Big Stone Gap is not the first novel about this mountain region of Southwest Virginia. John Fox Jr.'s Trail of the Lonesome Pine is performed as a live outdoor stage play, now in its 50th season. If the Mutual was the heart of this community, this play is the lifeblood of Big Stone Gap. I'm Robbie Harris.
Listen, folks, and you will hear the story of a mountaineer. Old Red Fox, he came from Scott. Dead shore aim with a rifle shot.